Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo. Hello, welcome to another episode. My name is Damola, and as always, I have the two usual suspects here with me.
Hi. Hello, everyone. As always, as usual, it is your favorite girl, Shayo. Welcome to all the old and to the new, okay?
I don't understand. Welcome to all the old and to the new. Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Old listeners and new listeners now.
Oh, that's what you meant. That's good. Great. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode. This is Diana. So sorry. This is Diana. I'm so used to starting that I don't know how to come inside later.
How are you guys doing? Are you ladies? Or how are you doing? Whatever works.
Well, I'm currently on leave-ish. My leave has been one day on, one day off. But yeah, I'm currently on leave. I've had an eventful year so far, I think. I just got back home from a long trip to babysit, and I loved it. I loved every bit of it, and I'm going back again.
Okay, because I was like, when she said long trip, I'm like, long trip to where? Which vacation did Diana go on that we were not informed?
Unlike somebody else that we know who will catch us up to speed
second. Please. But I went on trip. No, did I not go on trip?
Sure. To be second.
Yeah, so she went on trip.
The baby's second mom trip.
Loved it.
I don't know. How am I? I'm in a bit of a funk this past week and a half. I don't know really what it is. But January in general, guys, you know when people say January is like 6 months in one, or what is that saying that people always say? Even though it's just 31 days, it feels like 7 years. I definitely felt that this January for the first time, I think in like forever. Because January is my birthday month, so usually it goes by really quickly. And I'm like, oh, the whole month for people to like love up on me. But guys, the love was very limited. Oh, actually, they lie. Shout out to all the Life Uncharted people that commented on our little Instagram post. I know that I'm the favorite and I felt the love.
Shayo is the favorite.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys. Anyway, me, I'm salty. I'm waiting for my birthday.
You know, I actually feel bad because I haven't actually responded to those posts, but I get so overwhelmed. And when you don't do it immediately, then it's just like too much time passes. But if you sent me a message, I probably likes the post or responded to it directly. So thank you. I appreciate the love. I'm very, 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 very grateful. But back to what I was saying about January being long. So maybe again, it's just, I don't know, the new year, it started on a high. Like I had two huge moments last month. But then after that, I just felt like things were quiet and because I didn't want them to be quiet. So yeah, I haven't been feeling the best. But overall, it's a new month. Welcome to February, by the way. But I'm fine in general. So forgive my long ramble.
No, it wasn't a ramble. I think it was good. So how are you guys feeling with all your goals for 2024? I mean, I know some, I think the time we talked about it, we were like,
Damola, how was you? How are you?
Abby, she's not even said,
push us and then continue.
Jump into your goals.
That's not
please,
how things
dear.
Are done.
Really not.
I don't know what people are talking about. Wonderful. I am feeling, I am great. I'm feeling amazing. Life is good. I'm actually really happy. I had such a good time. I went on holiday and it was honestly the best time. Felt relaxed. I had fun. You know, I just feel good in general. So that's really it. And obviously, sadly, I had to go back to work like almost immediately, literally the next day. So that was not fun at all. I think that's the good part, right? The fact that I can go on holiday, I can come back to work, and then I can think about the next trip I'm going to take. But yeah, back to reality for me. So please, will you guys answer my question now?
Yes, we love it. No, not yet. After I give my commentary. But you guys, yeah, we're very excited for Damola to go on this her little vacation. And me personally, well, I know Diana too was nervous because I don't know whether she revealed the location officially, but there was some controversy around, you know, things happening
nervous.
In that location. So no, me, I was like, oh, please protect Damola. Don't let anything bad happen around this trip. Don't let her be harassed.
I was nervous.
Always, but I was genuinely nervous. When I saw that, oh, Damola did not say anything bad, I was so happy. But again, if you don't follow her on Instagram, she posted some fire photos. Maybe you only posted in your story.
You follow Damola on Snapchat.
I did not post anything.
I've not done Instagram yet, so I've not done it.
Okay, Damola, now behave yourself and post the pictures. That's what what I'm here to say.
I don't know about that, but we'll see. But honestly, I went to Marrakesh, guys, and I did not have any bad experience. I know that there was a lot of, will I say, controversy literally few weeks leading up to the trip, right? And I was just like, you know what, I've already paid for everything, I've booked everything, but we honestly had the best experience. We encountered the nicest people. People were really kind. All the people we came across, we didn't have any bad experience. Even when we went to the market, you know how people are like, oh, maybe they get harassed or anything. It was kind of the opposite. People were super nice. So I'm really grateful to God for that. And I think it's really important. Please, let's do this more often. Like, let's travel, let's enjoy life. Life is short. But anyway, please, let's come back to reality. Holiday is not what happens. I don't know who goes on holiday at the beginning of the year, but I guess Damola does that.
People do that, actually, especially UK people. Just small winter, everybody's running. So that's the norm.
Actually, that's true, because when I left, oh my God, when I came back to the UK, I was actually pretty sad, because it's almost like even in the sky, I could tell that I'm in UK territory, because it was so gloomy and just so dark. And after I've been receiving sun and, you know, bright skies and stuff, I just like coming back here was not fun. But anyway, it's the life I have chosen. I chose to be here. So please, I've given a lot of updates about myself now. So please answer my question. Thank you.
Okay, Damola, I promise I'll answer your question. But one last thing.
You see your life.
I promise one last thing. No, but it's your actual question that inspired me to break this comment. If you also haven't watched our reel done by the lovely actual podcast prefect, Lady D, please go and watch it, because she gave like some helpful tips on what, planning your year or something. I watched it plenty of times, but I can't remember right now. Told you my head is not all there. But yes, if you haven't watched our reel, go to our Instagram page. Diana looked very beautiful in it, as always, and please check it out and share. So now, Damola, the question, which, to be honest, I actually have been avoiding. As soon as you asked that, I was like, Damola, what is wrong with you? Please, it's only like 33 days into the year. Why are you asking us about our goals and our plans, please?
Yes, why? Because why? We need to, so that we don't lose momentum. Okay. It's easy to like get to a point where we just forget about it. But if we keep having monthly check-ins, Shayo, we will not lose momentum. So I'm here to do that.
Okay, I've
heard. The only goal I had on my written down was get married. And we can see that it's not, if there was any update.
Oh, God. Skill. God, why did you give this girl to us? Because I don't understand. Diana, be for real. That was you, because I saw you posting things on her WhatsApp, feeling among. Please, would you like to share what the tweet said that you were very happy to be part of?
I thought that, you know, I was the only one in this whole thing, but apparently there are many people in this thing that is called life, and people that are delusional, but that's fine.
A shared delusion, to be specific. Yes.
It's fine. It's one of those things. People won't believe in you, but when it happens, they will finally congratulate you. It's one of those
things. We're going to testify, then. Listen to Shayo. Do not listen to Shayo.
I cannot wait.
Things. I think today I was on my way back home. My friend came to pick me up, and like he kept asking. We had such a like nice conversation on the way back, and he kept asking, so this is you who wants to get married? I think because he couldn't just reconcile the conversation we're having with who wants to get married. So this is you that wants to get married this year. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna happen. And they're like, okay, well, all the best. I'm not sure about that, but yeah, good luck. Away from that, my year is just officially starting. Like, my year has started. January was just for tilling the ground. That was what January was for. Now my year is about to fully start.
Yeah, so I actually now, upon actually trying to think about it properly, I feel like January, I didn't have any specific goals, which was fine, because again, like I said, a lot of things were happening. There was a lot of family around me. That has also contributed to just my head being all over the place. So I didn't really have massive goals in terms of just relax, go with the flow. Once everybody's sort of out of your space, you can buckle down and plan. February, things are starting to settle a little bit, even though we just started the month. I think I'm starting starting to get back on track. At least the last week of January, I was sort of reflecting and saying, okay, so what did I actually say I wanted to do for this year? And then the end of January, I started doing it. So Damola gifted me 3 books for my birthday. I started reading one of them. But yeah, because as a child, I used to love to read. I always used to say that I wanted to be a writer at some point in my life. Just look at this girl. I'm not telling you.
Please don't tell me.
Is the Courage to be Disliked. That's when I started reading. Back to when I was younger, I loved to read. Like, I was such a fast reader. And Diana and I shared this. I remember when we were in secondary school, she would read a book, she would give it to me, and she was also such a fast reader. So I used to look in my head, like, compete. Why is Diana reading so quickly? Let me also read very fast. But I really used to enjoy books. And then I was thinking, and the reason why I put so many books as my gifts was because I'm like, now I hate to read. Like, I feel like, you know that thing about being drawn into the world that the book exists within? That was something I loved as a young person. I'm still very young, 29 plus, by the way. But now I said I wanted
to read. I'm glad you laughed after that.
That was that, please. You know I have to put it in. But so I decided to try to start doing that. And my goal, again, back to tips that Diana gave in the reel, and Damola also shared this in previous episodes, was sort of taking it slowly and breaking it down into smaller parts. So I'm only trying to read maybe like 15, 20 pages at a time, or like at a day. And as much as I want to be a very fast reader, which is why I also didn't request fiction books. So I picked books that forced me to take my time. Because you know when you're reading fiction, there's a lot of, and I'm going on a ramble, guys, I apologize, but there's a lot of details that you can easily gloss over. But when you're reading something else, motivational, self-help or whatever, you are forced to take it a little bit slowly. So my updates, my goal, Damola, to answer your question, is I have actually started to achieve some of the things that I set out to do for myself. So I suppose I should feel good about that.
I mean, it seems like you guys have kind of set the ball rolling. So don't worry. In March, or maybe we'll skip March, but maybe April, we'll come back to see how we're doing.
Thank you.
And also for people that are listening, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done in January. Like, February is still a new year. We could still do a lot, because I think that we tend to give up very early and be like, oh, there's no point. But there is always a point. You can even set a new goal today and say, this is part of the things I'd like to do this year. So yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
So please. And we had a poll actually in the last episode, and just so the poll is over now, and 72% of the people that voted said that they want us to talk about topics, so we can bring topics from Twitter/X. Diana will be very pleased with this news, so that she can bring all her Twitter topics.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know she will be.
I kind of see. I feel like at the end of the day, my views are very some type of way. So I don't like to like air as many views as I would like. I don't just. I'd rather talk in like my inner, and say whatever I want to say. Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's not like I care how I'm. I care that I'm being judged or anything. I just don't want it to be like, because she said, like, I'm a public figure now, guys, please. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Anna, I love it.
Please.
Can I ask a question? But anyway, like, when I say stuff like this, you can roll your eyes or you're just like...
I'm actually used to it. And I'm pretty sure Damola is too. So that's you.
That's how Diana is. There's nothing we can do about it. So today, actually, it's so funny because this was something I shared with Diana and Shayo, and I was just like, oh, what do you guys think about this? And we thought it would be something nice to talk about. So it's a very simple question, and probably I might set a premise for this question or not. The simple question is, should you feel entitled to your friend's support? So let's say you are doing something, maybe you are going on a business venture, or let's not even say business, let's say you have a creative outlet, or maybe you are a filmmaker, or just anything in life, anything you put your hand to do, should you feel entitled to your friend's support? And it's funny because Diana sent a tweet I don't know when Diana actually sent it, but I'm just going to read out the tweet because I saved it. So this particular person said, there's this friend of mine that I usually go all out for. I post his flyers, podcasts, and designs, and he even gets clients through me. Since I started my YouTube, this guy never for once posted a thumbnail of my video, so I stopped doing the same for him. Am I being petty? So that was a tweet that I kind of felt was related to this question that I was asking, not just Shia and Diana, but I'm also asking you all, so you can let us know what you think. So I'll start with you, Diana. Should you feel entitled to the support of your friends? Must your friends support you? And not just support you personally, like privately, but must they be seen to support you publicly as well?
Okay, to be honest, I don't care. And maybe it's because I don't feel like I have done anything that is probably worth lauding. Do you understand? I'm not saying this podcast is not worth lauding.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, yeah. Excuse you? What do you mean? Let's continue.
I'm not saying the podcast is not worth lauding. And I see my friends support me and I appreciate that. But I don't feel like if they weren't doing that, I would fight them. I don't think so. Because honestly, I really am of the opinion, I don't know if I've said this before, but I'll say it again, nobody owes you anything. But I understand why anyone would feel some type of way if that happened. And I mean, I understand why you would feel some type of way, especially if you've been supporting somebody and then it comes to your turn and it's like the person doesn't even see you. I understand, I get the anger, but like, it's not something I would carry on my head. I will support anything that is worth supporting. If I find that that thing is good, I will support it. If it's not good, I'll just post it once and that's it. But like, yeah, I would still like support what my friends do.
Dan, I'm just going to stay with you for a second. You said something. You said you don't feel you've done anything that is, you know, big enough that you feel some type of way if your friends don't support you. So are you trying to say that there are some things that you consider kind of really big and monumental, or it really doesn't matter whether it's big or small? Because that was your first comment, that you don't think you've done anything that is that big that people should support.
And then I was like, on a second thought, I don't actually know if I would get mad if I did something groundbreaking and I didn't get the support of my friend. I don't think I'd be mad, to be honest, because I'm really not that type of person. So yeah,
absolutely not. I'm sorry, I respect your opinion, Diana, but excuse me, I would be big mad if I was doing anything. And because I just think about, on the basis, both of you, I start a business of some sort and I'm selling stuff and you people don't buy it, even though, let's again, and with business, this might be a little bit of a niche example, right? Because if it's a business that both of you are not interested in, then will the expectation be that you support me? Not necessarily by purchasing a physical product, maybe not. But then my expectation would be, if I post something on social media regarding my business, if I say I'm doing sales, repost it on WhatsApp, Facebook, wherever it is that you want, right? You can repost it on there. My expectation would be, share my post if I was having sales or something. It's just on Instagram, the repost button, one thing, just click it, share to story. Twitter, same thing. Even WhatsApp, you're always sharing happy birthday messages to people and whatnot. But for your friend, you can't, because again, like I said, it's a business. Perhaps you don't want to buy my products, or they're not something that you're interested in, but you have a network. Someone on your social media or within your network will definitely be able to purchase or see something that they like. So I personally will be incredibly, incredibly offended, and I will look at you sideways. And just to come back to that, I'm just thinking about, even when I had my little blog back in the day, people will be commenting on Facebook and they'd be saying, oh, this looks nice. Or I remember people would actually repost. It doesn't take, or share, it doesn't take a lot to do these little acts to show someone that is your friend. This is not an associate. This is your friend. And if perhaps it's even a close friend. So I'm thinking, to the girl in the tweets, I will be 100% salty, especially because me, I used to share your own post, because I know that there are people's posts that I currently share on Instagram. And not because I'm not even that close to them, or not because I also feel like they owe me anything, like Diana said, but because I feel like putting yourself out there and putting something that you care about, your business, your blog, our podcast, it is a labor of love. You've put work into this. And with the world currently today, you require reach, you know, because again, not everyone is trying to go viral by having a discussion about some, you know, controversial topic, right? Some people just want to have good intelligence, not that we're shading people, but good intelligent, simple conversations like what we do on Life Uncharted. And so it requires just putting it out there over and over again. But again, my last point is maybe because again, this is just something that I learned from my mom growing up. She was such a huge supporter of small businesses, in particular women. It's so hard to build anything, right? To start up anything. So I really think the least that we could do is share, like a comment, you know, that's cliche, but you get what I mean. Show the least amount of support. I'm not saying go out and buy my products, even if it's 5 naira or 1 pound. If it's not your taste, then I'm not going to force you. But you could share with your network.
Yes, definitely. I agree with Chayo, not Diana. I don't know. For me, it's such a big deal. I don't think that I can really be friends with someone I truly consider a friend, and I don't feel that they're supporting me. I really struggle with that statement that nobody owes you anything. And that was why I was really trying to understand why Diana said it, because I think that the world has become very selfish. And statements like that kind of feed into that selfishness that it's just you. You can only rely on yourself. And I think that with what I've come to understand about friendships, having family, is that these are people that you should be able to count on. These are people that you should be able to rely on. So if I am putting myself out there, like Shia said, you know, putting yourself out there in any shape or form is a really big deal. The most basic expectation is that at least support what I'm doing. And of course, that can come in different ways. I feel like there's some people with their businesses that, let's say, I don't even live where they live, but I would just buy it and look for who I'm going to send it to, all because I just want to encourage them. And I feel like that is not something that should be too hard for a friend to do. Or let's say someone is doing some sort of promo for their business and they're trying to increase the reach. As a friend, I feel the basic expectation is that just share the posts. Or maybe it's not something that can be shared. Maybe you are in a space where there's a possibility of you referring the person for that post. Shouldn't you do that as a friend? Or the big one that I don't know if you guys might agree with me, but let's say you have a friend, right, who is an event planner, and you know very well that this person is struggling and trying to look for clients. And every other month you are doing events, but you prefer to use a big time event planner, but then you're just like, oh, my friend cannot handle it. How would your friend be able to handle
I feel like this is a different
that's
question.
What I said.
This is a different question.
Yeah, what if it's not my aesthetic?
Yeah, do you understand?
No, I feel so.
That's
the thing
I don't
is
think good work you're
that's
doing.
Why. You see, that therein lies the problem.
That's a problem, though, Diana. That's a problem.
Therein lies the problem, because you said something that you would only share something once if you feel like it's not good. What kind of a friend are you if you cannot talk to your friend and give some sort of constructive
feedback? What if you have given and it did not work?
No, but I think that's the whole point of friendship. You can't just... And it's not just saying the feedback. There's one thing to say something, right? And there's another thing to say, okay, maybe this is how we can do it. For example, I know that and the reason I use the planner example is because I know it's such a big deal, like things like planner, things like makeup artists, things like that. I'm not saying, okay, for example now, let's say I have a friend who is an event planner and the person is still up and coming. But let's say I have this big wedding. But I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe you are not quite suited to plan the whole wedding, but maybe you can plan the traditional marriage, or maybe you can plan bridal shower or something.
Agree.
But
yeah.
me giving them that small thing shows that I'm supportive of you. One day you'll be big too. Let's say, for example, you guys, I'm a makeup artist, right? And two of you are my friends. And yes, I'm still struggling. I'm still trying to improve my craft. And I'm always coming to meet you guys and say, oh, you guys, I'm looking for clients. See, you people think I'm not good. Eh? Every single time. I'm not saying use me for your bridal makeup, but even if it's pre-wedding shoots, you can't trust me enough to do it. Even if you're having birthday, you rather pay another person that is popular rather than use me. And then we're friends. I don't know. I would feel some type of way. Do you understand? Like, I would definitely feel some type of way because I'm just like, what's the point of our friendship? So I don't know if I bring it home, maybe it's more, I don't know if it makes, if it's it, but if it makes more sense to you guys.
Oh, Damola, don't worry, don't mind me. I just 100. What you're saying. But that's why I said that for me, I know I would support my friends. Do you understand? But when it comes to them supporting me, I don't put too much mind to it. Maybe it's just the kind of person that I am. I don't feel like I need to pay too much mind to it.
The question is why don't you feel like it's something
I feel like maybe it's the kind of person that I am. I don't want to say that I don't take things seriously, because it probably just would mean like I don't generally take things serious. If someone else will support me, if you don't want to support me, we move. And that's it.
Again, I just think about the three of us here currently, that both of you would do something, or I would do something, and both of you would not support me. What? I will be upset. But again, I feel like I'm even so much more, like, we're close enough where straight to the group chat to shade you people and be like, why haven't you shared my post? Why haven't you liked it? Why haven't you commented? Because again, think about little things. It's even just like, you know that thing where they say girls, when one of our friends, so imagine three of us in our group now, and Damola posts her pictures from the vacation on the feed, immediately run to the comments, most beautiful, gorgeous, angel, sent from heaven.
Is that what normally happens?
That's hype. Oh yeah, we don't do that because we're not posting on social media, but generally we do that. And I remember one of my friends, she's Indian, I remember when she used to post, there was one day she was like, oh, I don't even think, I think she told me to comment on it, because usually, yeah, when we're in Glasgow, girl, we will be commenting on each other's posts as soon as it click post. If I will be there next to each other, where she'd be like, oh, is this the one you want me to post? What do you think about these ones? I'll be like, yeah, this one, that one, that one. In a friendship, there is a level of support that is required. Like, friendship is akin to family to me, right? But again, there's some types of friendships, so it's making me think about, again, Damola, the original poster of that tweet. It's making me question really their friendship. Maybe they're not as close as she actually thinks they are. So the main problem is, why are you supporting somebody that you really think that you're close to, but they don't, like, you view your relationship differently? To you, the guy is your friend, or the guy is your close paddy, but to him, you are just an acquaintance. And then the other layer of that is, you know, kind of following on Diana's point, maybe he doesn't see your work as, you know, quality enough. But even at that, Damola's point remains, you have to build that person up, even if they're your friend, or even if they started at a horrible level. Think about makeup artists too. Everybody used to draw them 2016 boxy brows, but you continue to refine your craft, and eventually you get to a place where, because the thing that will make me salty would be, okay, well, I'm not entitled to your support, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if I get successful, they will be the same ones coming to you and be asking for friends and family discounts. And I'm like, if you don't move away from my, because regardless of that, you know, they wait until you are a fully formed brand or whatever. They don't help you become that. Because again, networking is so big. Like, everybody knows every, in one way or the other, you don't know who you went to primary school with. You don't know who you went to secondary school with. You don't know where your post, who even you think this person doesn't have huge social media reach, but they will send it to someone or post it somewhere, and somebody will be like, oh my gosh, I actually like that, and go and purchase, right? It's so simple. So yeah, that girl in the original tweets, I would be very, very upset, and I will be so salty. I used to say, I don't know how people used to block people before, but immediately block, deleted. I don't know you. You don't know me, right? Because again, this is something that's really passionate to the person. It's their baby and they're building, and I'm not receiving support from someone I thought that I supported.
Like this person in this tweet just stopped posting, but it didn't seem like there was actually a confrontation. Do you guys think that your people, how would you handle that kind of situation? Would you just say, okay, done, I'm blocked, you're no longer my friend, but is there room for a conversation? I know Diana said she doesn't care, so hypothetically she wouldn't care, but let's say you care, do you think you would speak to them about it, or are you the okay, you no longer exist to me?
If I did care enough, I would have that conversation. I love difficult conversations. I actually really love them, so yeah, sign me up.
Just look at this one. Okay, well, like difficult conversations. Tamala, what would you do? Because we're not hearing your, okay, actually we are hearing your opinions. You tell us what you do.
So let me tell you what I'll do. So it would depend on how close I am to this person. So if it's someone that I considered myself very close to, I would definitely have a conversation with the person. And it's not something I'm speaking out of hypothetical. I've actually done it. I have called somebody out, and it was about this podcast, by the way.
Love it.
About the podcast because I felt like this person was one of my close friends, and I noticed that they were not as supportive of the podcast. And obviously, there's that way you feel like, oh, maybe the podcast is not good enough. That's why they're not supporting you, right? But then I'm like, that's not true, because I know that there are some other people who are like, oh, you guys, well done, but oh, maybe there's a lot of noise in the background. You know, how are you guys recording? I know a lot of people that message me and be like, oh, have you tried this app to use to record since you guys are not in the same place? That's someone I know that, okay, oh, maybe the quality is not as they would like, but they are supportive, right? But this particular person or this particular friend, I didn't get anything from them. So I went to meet them. I basically told them, and actually what actually made me talk, because I had been thinking about it, was that I saw this person actually post another person's stuff. But this person,
imagine,
is like a popular person. Like a person is popular.
There we go.
Right. So I'm just like, you cannot post the person that you know face to face, but you can share something of a popular person. So I now ask them that, you know, this is how I feel. But funny enough, the person appreciated that I called them out on it. And the person was like, no, it's not that. Like the person obviously had no excuse, because it was apparent from our conversation that it was just an oversight. Yeah, they know I do the podcast, but they never listen. They didn't even give me a chance to hate it or love it. It's just like, it's one of those things. But
I'm sorry, did you follow up? Are we not good enough? Do you not listen to podcasts? No. Let's go back.
No, the person did not listen. No, the person was not listening.
Are we not good enough?
It wasn't like, to be honest, I really can't answer, because it was more like the person was very apologetic. I was like, no, you're important to me. What you do is important to me. And I'm sorry for not, you know, showing up. And that's how I knew that I could have that conversation.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. This is important to me. You accepted the apology. Then the next day, did you go back and say, but why?
Diana is just petty. So petty.
No, but I accepted the apology. And I think since then, I have noticed that the person tried to make amends. I remember that the person binge listened to a lot of episodes and was giving me feedback.
That's so cute.
And then I was like, this is friendship, right? If I cannot count on you, even if I'm talking nonsense. And that's why I didn't agree with that thing that, you know, Diana said, that what if the person is not good? Even if I'm talking nonsense, listen to it. If you are my friend and you can't do that, and come and tell me that thing you were saying is like, you know, but at least you would do it. Maybe you are worried that, okay, the person will hurt you. Like, maybe listening to a negative comment might hurt your feelings. But there's a way you say it. I have people who, let's say, have blogs and stuff. I read it. I'm just like, okay, I don't know what I just read. But instead, I will go back to meet them and be like, oh, what were you thinking when you... Not like, what were you thinking in a bad way, but talk me through your thought process. I'm like, okay, maybe next time when you are doing this, or if I see a mistake, I will now correct them. I cannot say, oh, it's not good, so I won't share it. Because how does anyone get better? I think that as human beings, we like associating with people when they are blown.
Okay, so Damola and Chayo, they are in the struggle phase. Two of you. Okay. Can I go ahead? Why have you not posted my dancing video? Are you ashamed of me?
Diana, do you know what? We're blocking you. Bye. Like, you're blocked now. Damola didn't Damola comment. That's support. She commented on it. I don't even know what I said. I probably didn't say anything. I liked it. Damola, you didn't comment on it.
We're talking about Sherry.
I commented on it.
That's widening the reach.
Okay. If you tell me today that you are trying to, increase your reach on Instagram.
I will discourage her from don't post it.
I will share your post.
I will discourage you. You will be very much discouraged. Forget it. My mother, you know that. I'm not nice like that.
And I think that it comes down to the kind of person that I am and the way I value friendships. I believe that we owe each other at least that basic support. I cannot say that, because what's the point if I don't feel like my friend owes me some sort of support? What's not the point of having a friend? I might as well not have any friends. I might as well just be by myself. Because if I cannot expect certain things from you, then there's really no point. But anyway, back to Shayo. Shayo did not answer the question.
Oh, yes. I was going to be like, I'll not lie. I will immediately start looking at you one way. Because I don't like confrontation. English is not my first language. Guys, forgive me. I don't like confrontation. If I start noticing that, obviously you have tons of friends, maybe on your social media, but there's a couple that you are very close to, maybe you talk often, even on social media, and I'm seeing that, I'm sharing your stuff, or let's not even say I'm not sharing your stuff, but I bring out something, I start something, and you've never posted it. And like Damola said, you are posting other people's stuff. Side eye immediately. And I don't really think, because I those uncomfortable conversations that Diana loves me, I don't cringe. I will be cringing. So I would not talk to you about it. I will just be like, all right, cool, noted, no problem. Mental notes in my head, you are not somebody I really mess with like that. And because I'm petty, if you bring out something, if I post it, my leg, okay, immediately. I will never
Shayo, post. You are
what? You didn't post my house. You think I have posted? If it lets be the best thing, most if I let me, if I love it, I will not post it because I'm very petty. I will never post it. I'm sorry, because my own, you do not support that, but you not see it. But so yeah, that's what I would do, honestly.
But hasn't that changed the dynamic of that friendship? Is the friendship still a friendship?
The dynamic when you do not post my stuff. So really, are you my friend? No. Why
not? We didn't give them a chance to explain themselves.
Don't explain anything. You do not post it. Simple.
No, but there can be changed behavior.
I will at an arm's length. Stay your side. Stay my side. We'll say hello, hi, and there. But you can't just not be. You are not. Okay, you are an acquaintance. Then I will really relegate you, dock you a level. You are not my friend.
You are saying this because it's anybody. Let's say it's Diana now. Would she still behave the same way?
First of all, she dare not. And Diana is not that person. She would always support me. But if she didn't, then she's crazy.
Why did you put my name inside this scene? Because
it's easy for her to just think of any friend and say, okay, if I'm not my friend
Excuse me, I will not sleep for like 3 days.
She would never. I will be like, excuse you. And she would do the same to me. Immediately, she'll call me and ask me if something is wrong with me. And she will roast my life.
I'm sorry.
I'd be like, wow. So that's how we are now. No problem, Sha. One day we'll just talk.
That's the thing. I feel like
no problem.
Maybe because like I don't feel like a lot of people like call friends are friends. Do you understand? Maybe I would hold you and Damola to like a higher standard than I'll hold like a lot of other people. Do you get? I'm nonchalant about it because I don't also want you to feel bad the day I don't post your own, because a day might come like that. And it's not like, no, it's true now. Don't come and drag me after you didn't post my own to the other time. So please, let's, Ojoro cancel Ojoro, please.
No, but Dana, it's not that. See, those intentions are messed up.
I'm just saying that is not. Maybe that's why I do it. But like, it's really not that deep. For a lot of people, I understand because it's your blood, sweat, and tears, so it's that deep. But for me, I feel like, as a friend, I shouldn't even have to remind you. Do you understand? If you actually are my friend, it's not something that is supposed, it's not a conversation to be had. It's something that you should do because you know that this is what she would do for me. And even if I wouldn't do that for you, you should actually do it because you're my friend. So it's not, I don't think it's like, so now the question is that person really your friend in the first place? Like there's oversight, but the people that actually don't want to, is that person really your friend?
Yeah, I agree, because I feel like, yeah, it's easy to say, oh, like what I said, guys, I was exaggerating a little bit. Well, not really. But it's easy to say, oh, I will, you know, block you and I'll get rid of you or delete you and you're no longer my friend. But yeah, when it's a close friend, it will hurt a lot. It will hurt a lot, especially because you are actually friends. If the person is not your friend like that, okay, fine. But if it's like Diana, if Diana did something to me like that, and maybe let's even assume that I even had a conversation with her, which we know the way the world is, people don't really like uncomfortable conversations. There's very few people that are very happy to confront people when they've hurt them, because you feel like it makes you feel some way. I would be really hurt if Diana Odamola did something like that to me where I had something. So I don't know how much I would actually have the courage to, especially maybe I talked to you about it once, or I jokingly came to you and said, how come you guys didn't share my stuff? And then you still didn't. I'd be like, whoa. Like, do you guys not care about me at all? That's how I would feel really, really awful.
I mean, after listening to you both, I think what is really on my mind as kind of the foundation for all this is, how do we actually see friendships? Because I think that would help us understand or have this sort of expectations, because people might see friendships in different ways and that will influence the way they have this sort of expectation, or let's say feel some sort of entitlement. Like, for example, someone like Diana, now Diana might not feel any type of way because she's not really expecting that from a lot of people. Shia will feel some type of way, but she's not a confrontational person, so she'll feel it in her heart and she might not say anything. But me, I will feel some type of way and I will talk, because I will be hurt and I don't know how to move in the friendship with that kind of hurt, especially if, and I think that's where I agree with the both of you, that especially if the person is someone I consider a close friend, because I'm just like, where do we go from here? It might not seem like a big deal to other people, but I'm just like, it's really a big deal to me. So how do we navigate it? How do we have this kind of questions? For example, Shia, now, if let's say you are not, maybe one of your friends, you are not as supportive, how would you want them to bring that conversation to you? Maybe other people might be in that kind of situation. How would you want them to bring that conversation to you?
So basically the way I said it, how I would do it is how I intend to be approached. Because if someone comes to me really strong, there's a possibility that I will get defensive. Not necessarily. It also depends on what mood. If you catch me on a wrong day, I'll just be like, what's wrong with this one? Right, in my head, maybe not out loud, because again, I value our friendship. But really,
it's funny, because I feel like off. By the time you will say it in your mind, but you will not type it, but continue. Exactly. Even if it's not a wrong day, even
if you start to type it and delete after. Shut up, Diana. But yeah, I would do it really lightheartedly, right? So just drop a joke and be like, you two, if you cannot share my post, or do you know the one people I love? Those ones that they will forward it to you on social media or WhatsApp or whatever and say, please share. If I send you personal message, what excuse do you have? What are you going to say in response? So I would just say, just shade me lightly. I'll be like, girl, whatever you refer to each other. Why are you not sharing my posts? Or do you not like this? Or do you not like that? In a very lighthearted tone, that would be my approach.
Oh, come to me, woman to woman. Let's talk it. Come on.
He's gonna say footage.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I can't.
Well, like, I don't think I'm sorry. Just talk to me about it. It's honestly maybe an oversight from my end. But if you forwarded it to me and I did not post it, I'll just feel like maybe you are bombarding me. And anyway, let me first of all, you people that have done business and I've not posted, I'm sorry. It's bad behavior, but
now is the time, Abby. Well done.
The thing is,
now
I'm
is
trying
the time to repent.
I'm actually trying to think about it. And if I haven't done that, it's probably not something like I've, you know, deadly. I've not like sat down to think about it much. But for the most part, I think I support. I post a lot of things on my WhatsApp, and I think I support people a lot. But like, yeah, please have that conversation with me.
Okay. I think I'm like, Diana, just come to me straight. Like, just tell me. Because maybe that's also because that's my approach. Because this particular friend, I did not do, it's a joke. I was not joking. I was very serious. In fact, I even sent voice notes so that there's no, so that you hear my voice. And
wow,
it's not
you
like,
didn't. Wow. I can't.
I sent voice notes though. Me?
Honestly.
No. I sent voice notes. Because, and that's the thing. That's the kind of intensity I have with a lot of my friends. If I am not doing it, then you should really question that. Are we friends like that? If I cannot
tell you. Are we friends
like
that? Because I've never gotten voice notes from you before. Are we friends like that?
Have you done something that is making me send
you voice notes? Even mean, actually. Only on my birthday, Dana. I mean, Damona sends me very sweet voice notes. So, yeah.
You see, I send lovely stuff. But things like, if someone does something, I will definitely say it and say, you know what? And the truth is that thing that you said, that if you send something personally, because even with my brothers, right, whenever I post, let's say, an episode of something, they would share it on their WhatsApp. They will share it. Then on our group chat, I basically went, the one person that did not share it, I say, you, where is your post? Why haven't you shared it?
Exactly.
It was not even.
I need to go and attack my sisters.
Sorry.
I need to go and attack my sisters. They don't share anything. They share.
Same, me too. All my family members.
We need to go hard on them.
So something like that, they would share it, and it's all the thing for support. Like, even so, and I think that, and I'm not saying just blindly support your friends just because, but I think that support is even in telling them, okay, this thing, I love that you're doing it, but maybe this is a better way of doing it. You know, maybe sending them things that might actually help them instead of just staying there to laugh at them. Obviously, you're not physically laughing, but you say, oh, they're not good. How are you helping them to be better? Like Shaya said, Nanda, what if the person's planning is not their aesthetic or something? Is there nothing you can do that they can help? Like, we all need each other to be able to move forward. We all need each other to be able to, you know, be better. We all need that kind of extra push. And if your friend cannot do that, for example, let's say your friend is baking a stone as cake. Is it not if you taste it that you will know that it's stone?
But like, no, honestly, I think people should actually, if people are not supporting your friends, you are actually very wrong. You need to introspect, sit down with yourself and think about your life. Like, what are you really doing if you're not supporting
your friends? Yes, because are you a witch? Are you actually a witch? What, like, is it hard? Just one share, one like, you can't do it.
And you know the funny thing? Because if some random comedian that is so unfunny post something, you would actually repost it.
Incredibly, all these unfunny people, they will have 10 posts back to back of rubbish.
You
but your friend, you can't
share it with different people. Please, yes, do
check
them.
Anyway, back to the original question, right? So, do you guys want to have, like, do you have your answer solidified now? Like, can you feel entitled to your friend's support? Yes or no?
Yes. Final answer.
You can, but you shouldn't.
We disagree, please.
Voila, I disagree. You should feel entitled to their support.
Anyway.
You should request it. So yeah, anyway, we have talked and talked for a minute, but I enjoyed the conversation. But honestly, I think for me, what I would say is that there's a certain level of expectation that you can and should demand from your friends. And maybe if you don't feel comfortable demanding that or expecting that, maybe it's time to reevaluate your circle. But then again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm only sharing my opinion, and we're only sharing our opinion. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Let us know what you think. For those people that actually know, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody. I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin, my baby cousin. She was the absolute sweetest girl this week. I don't know why I'm giving this shout out. Actually, maybe this is a test. If she hears this, then I know she listened.
Hey, good. So shout out, cousin.
So shout out to you. Like, she sent me such a sweet message. I think after she was talking about, she was listening to the podcast and she was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could comment in real time. Like, I wish it's like YouTube that you can comment in real time, because she said she had a lot to say. And she sent me lots of like nice words.
Sweet.
And I thought that was really nice. And I told her, like, I really appreciate her for listening. And she was like, wait, for what? For nothing. Like, I will support you any way I can. For me, that was just very heartwarming, because I'm just like, that's what life is about. Like, even if, let's say, everyone does not accept us, at least the people that we love and the people that are close to us should be able to do that for us. So shout out to you. I don't know if she want me calling her name, so, but I'm sure she knows she's the one. But yeah, anyway, you guys, do you have any final words on this episode before we go?
Yes, please. Guys, we've had, again, like Damla said, a fantastic episode. It's not that hard. Simple. Just click repost. Click share. Or if you're an older person, because again, even older people, think about how older parents support their children. Do you remember the, sorry, again, a little bit of a digression. Remember the tweets? I don't know if you guys saw it, because I'm not on Twitter anymore, but somebody posted it somewhere on Instagram. And it was like a guy's mother saying, I've shared your most recent videos. You'll be getting multiple new views or something like that. So I think what his mom had done is, you know, those broadcast messages where she just forwards it to everybody.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's so easy. I know our generation won't necessarily do broadcast messages, but it's so simple. And this is not just again true friendship. This is not just about your friends. Think about people in your network, people in your circle, people that you know, cousins, your auntie's daughter, somebody, like people's, not because the world is hard, but again, like I said earlier, it's really hard to start something and to build something. And what people really just need is the littlest support to keep going also, right? So if you ever loved something, think about what it feels like if you put something that you love so dearly and there was no support for it. That's all I have to say.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will catch you in the next episode. I hope everyone has a wonderful Valentine's. If you're celebrating,
if you're single, cry.
Yeah, you can't cry, please. You have love in your life. Enjoy
that. Don't go in front of us. Face me. Woman to woman.
I'm glad you know it's you I'm talking to. It's definitely you.
Bye, but anyway, guys. We will catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.